At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Meat Friday. We're down to Danette. Fritzy is off today as a procedure that he's going through, and we wish him the best. Don't miss out the first ever Big Ten Saturday with East Carolina and Michigan and the Big House, Big Ten action on Peacock. You can watch the Wolverines take on the Pirates live. That'll be tomorrow at 12 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can also find this program. Download the app if you haven't done so. We say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. Utah rolls Florida, the Gophers over the Huskers at the buzzer in Matt Rhule's debut at Nebraska. NCAA weekend, West Virginia, Penn State, North Carolina, South Carolina, LSU, Florida State will be Sunday night, Clemson taking on Duke, and the ACC is expanding. About a half hour before we came on the air, it was voted on and announced that the ACC votes to invite Stanford, Cal, and SMU. We'll talk to David Pollack, formerly of the Mothership, get his thoughts on that move by the ACC and some other college football questions as well. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Hour one we put up there, if you could only do one, would you rather go to the game or go to the tailgate? That's about a 60-something, 30-something split. People would rather go to the game than just go to the tailgate. Okay. I'm going to put up now this hour about stolen bases. Underappreciated or not relevant?
Okay. Well, they're underappreciated, and they're probably not relevant. Yeah. I don't know if they're helpful or not, because it used to be a big deal. You had to have that guy at the top of the lineup. And then all of a sudden, Ricky Henderson was hitting home runs out of the leadoff spot.
I decided I'm going to become a slugger.
Yeah, leadoff. I know. Hey, I'm going to steal 80 bags, but I'm also going to hit 27 home runs.
Yeah, boss.
Joe Morgan, who wasn't a leadoff guy for the Reds because Pete Rose was, he was one of the first guys who had power, and he could also steal bases, and he won a couple of MVPs as a result. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It is a Meat Friday. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, white bean chicken chili, buffalo wings, barbecue wings, smoked apple pie. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Also, the music selection today is hype songs at college football games.
Correct.
Okay. First hour. Now, this isn't a fight song. It's a hype song.
Right. It's a song that now is, you know, coincided with whatever school that is.
So Enter Sandman is Virginia Tech. We have that first hour. And Jump Around is Wisconsin.
Correct.
Okay. And then we'll have a couple of those songs this hour.
Yes. And everyone, forgive me. I only have five spots. I know there's a ton.
Oh, are you getting yelled at?
Not yelled at, but, hey, you need to play this. Well, I don't need to. Mm. You would like me to play it.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
Virginia Tech started Enter Sandman back in December of 2001, and they were just, it was a random song that they played coming back from like a third quarter or something, and the entire band, the VaTech band, started jumping up and down, and they said, let's use this one. That's fun.
But they didn't jump around.
No.
They jumped up and down.
They jumped with it.
Yeah.
Concurrently.
Yeah. I don't even know some of these hype songs. Can you help me, Marvin, with some of these? Now, I've been to Camp Randall. I've been to Wisconsin, and I've witnessed that. But maybe these songs happen. I didn't realize that they're attached to a school. Yes. Yeah,
does anyone do Crazy Train? I feel like Crazy Train is one.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah. Is that like a Texas A&M thing? I feel like somebody does Crazy Train.
And then you went to West Virginia, so you got John Denver.
Yeah. Banger, Country Roads.
Yeah, Country Roads. Yeah. What else do you have, Marv?
Mr. Brightside from Michigan. Oregon has Shout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fun.
How intimidating is Mr. Brightside when you're coming out in a college football game? I don't know. It's a fun song.
It is fun. It definitely gets people going. Yeah. Like they, when you watch it in that atmosphere, it's pretty fun.
Well, I don't know if Sweet Caroline is really intimidating at a Red Sox game.
You know, Georgia has, what's the song? I always call it Teenage Wasteland, but that's not the name of the song.
Oh, Baba O'Reilly?
Yes.
Yeah, people do call it Teenage Wasteland. They're like, I like that Teenage Wasteland. I go, it's Baba O'Reilly.
I learned that maybe about 2 years ago. I was like, yeah, I love that Teenage Wasteland song. My father-in-law's like, you mean Baba O'Reilly? I was like, I mean.
Well, it's a great build-up. Great lead-in.
Mm-hmm.
Great lead-in. Yeah, Paulie.
A couple places use Crazy Train. Georgia Tech used it before. A&M's used it before, but I think Georgia Tech may have a little dibs on it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been at game. Does Notre Dame have one?
Shipping up to Boston.
Yeah.
Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, Dropkick Murphy. Oh, yeah. So they did that when we were in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these you may not see on the broadcast sometimes.
Okay.
It just might be, you know, for the people that, you know, are at the games.
Okay. All right. I have to pay a little closer attention there. Or maybe go to more games.
So, our next game. Where are we going next?
I want to go to West Point again. I want to go there this fall.
That's a gorgeous campus.
It is. It is. If you get that opportunity, I know I talk about this every year, but you never feel prouder when you're there and you see those cadets. And, you know, when you go to a college campus, you know, you're seeing people are just having fun, and I'm here for 4 years, maybe 5 years, and I graduate, and I'm going on with my life. You're looking at these cadets, they're playing football, but then they got real life waiting for them when they graduate. And the atmosphere there on the Hudson, it is spectacular. You know, they have a paratrooper coming in, and I saw Army play Stanford. And it's almost like Stanford came out and Army came out, and you would have thought that Stanford, their little brothers were on the field. Like, bring your little brother to the game. I think it was tied at halftime. And Stanford at the time was a top five school. Yeah, Paulie.
I just checked Army, not in the top party schools. Not in the top party schools.
Okay.
Lovely place, not a party school.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't go to West Point.
Right.
Yeah.
You wanted to kick it.
Yeah. I remember my dad, the only advice he ever gave me about going to college is he would tell me the places not to go. Like, that was negative. Air Force Academy recruited me, and he goes, you're not a fly boy. And my dad was a Marine. I go, okay. Notre Dame, are you going to be able to go there and not drink? I don't know. So he'd tell me all these negative, like, you don't want to go there because, where do you want me to go? And then I ended up at Eastern Kentucky. Yes, Seton.
There was a point in time, like in my friend group growing up, that a handful of them had all just returned from, like, one was from the Army, one was Air Force, one was Navy, and then, like, somebody's older sister's boyfriend was a Marine. And those were some of the most interesting backyard barbecues I'd ever been to.
A little bit of testosterone.
Because there was this mutual respect, and also they were just tearing each other apart constantly at the same time.
I always thought that would have been a great beer, testosterone. What do you think? Just call it testosterone.
It's actual testosterone?
No, it's not actual.
Those things mix so well. Much beer and too much testosterone is always a great thing.
But if you just called it testosterone. All right, maybe not. I these random thoughts. You
gotta go right down next to New Coke, I think.
I think you would get better reaction for testosterone on tap than you did New Coke.
I'll take a testy.
Yeah.
I'll get a testy.
But if you could actually do it where you designed the tap.
Exactly.
And have
looks
a couple
like plums.
Of testicles. You could have Will Ferrell's testicles there.
Yeah. You get a pair of testies.
Celebrity endorsement.
I mean a couple.
Pull on these. Did anybody have any friends from like grade school, high school? Went to a military academy, like for high school. We had a couple people in our town, and their sons went to a military academy for high school. And it was all the rage. Like, look at Matt. He's going to military. And he comes back, and his hair is nice. He's polite. He's in shape. It was kind of like a thing.
You know? That didn't sound like any fun.
I don't know if the kids had fun, but they came back, and everyone in town was like, oh, it's so nice.
Well, this is where your mother is like, oh, look how good he looks, and he's in a uniform. Yeah, Seton.
I feel like for any kids that I knew that went that route, it was like, man, has he been getting in trouble? Like, this is...
last call.
Last call.
Yes.
Got to straighten this kid out. He's going to military school.
Yeah. When they send you off to military school, it's like, hey, you take him. We don't want him.
Yeah.
Yes, Marv.
I went to like a college, what do they call those? Not a prep school, but where you see all like the brochures and all that, whatever it's called, where all the different colleges
like
and...
Recruiting.
Okay. Yeah.
And... So I pick up a thing for the Army, and I was like, all right. And the recruiter was like, hey, are you looking for trying to go into the Army? And my mom was like, no, he's not. My mom was in the military. He's like, hell, I went, so you don't have to.
Marv, free clothes, and they all match. Match very well.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I grew up with that. I'm all right.
Well, your mom... did that so you didn't have to do it.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what you said.
Yeah. And, Bridget did it.
And also, this is like late 01. She definitely wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, my senior year was September of 2001. That's when I started my senior year of high school. Yeah. So she already was against going in the military altogether. But after that, she was like, oh, you're definitely not going.
Yeah, well. Maureen in Michigan. Hey, Maureen, what's on your mind today?
I can't believe I got through. This has been driving me crazy, but I just wanted to let you know I'm a nerdy lawyer. The reason why these conferences like the Big Ten, which now has 14 teams and soon to be, 16? The reason why they keep those names is because if they don't use them continuously, they lose their trademark.
Okay. Well, I'm not calling for somebody to change the name. Like Big Ten is the Big Ten, Pac-12, Pac-12, ACC is going to be the ACC. But I think what they're bringing up now is, can you call the ACC All Coast Conference, because you're going to have the Pacific and Atlantic Coast. But yeah, I understand that, you know, if you're doing math or you're doing geography, like if you're a kid and you go, wait, ACC and you got teams from California? Or they call it the Pac-10, but they don't have 10 schools in there. I understand it. Josh in Pennsylvania. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hi, Josh.
DP.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Hey, Soup and I headed across Interstate 80 in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Big Penn State fans. I had a question for you. As much as we love Penn State, Franklin's been pretty brutal against Ohio State and Michigan. What are your thoughts of any chances this year beating Ohio State at home in October and then going at Ohio State and
people,
then at home?
People like Penn State this year. Kind of a sneaky, because it's top heavy with Ohio State and Michigan. Andy Staples, who covers the sport, yesterday said he's picking Penn State to win the Big Ten. You know, you won, 11 of your 13 games last year? But you got it. You're defined by what you do against Ohio State and or Michigan. That's what it comes down to. And Jim Harbaugh is all of a sudden a great college football coach again, because why? He's beaten Ohio State back-to-back years. If Jim Harbaugh had lost the last 2 years against Ohio State, people wouldn't refer to him as a great college coach, and he'd probably be in jeopardy of losing his job. That's just, that's the Big Ten. That's the way it's always been. You're measured against the best team in your conference. Yes, Marvin.
Is that the game more so than any other rivalry game where your record determines whether you're still the coach at that place or not? More so than Alabama, Auburn, or Florida, Georgia?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
John Cooper.
Yes.
Was like a good coach, but he was, you know, whatever the record was against Michigan. They're like, ah, great Rose Bowl, but you lost to Michigan.
Absolutely. You were, that's what your season came down to. That last game, usually Thanksgiving weekend, Ohio State, Michigan. And now you have had Michigan beat Ohio State the last 2 years and physically beat them, rough them up. Yeah, Marv.
And it was a COVID year, so it's really been 3 years since Ohio State has won against Michigan, so it seems longer.
And I know that it, you know, might seem preposterous, you know, with Ryan Day. If he loses again this year, now it doesn't happen. Like, you lose back to back to back at Michigan, and then all of a sudden people start to go, wait a minute, we're getting, you know, because Ohio State might be a little too finesse when it comes to playing Michigan. Michigan wants to overpower you and run the ball. You know, this Jim Harbaugh philosophy there. But, you know, Ryan Day, you got best wide receiver in America. You're going to have talent. You're going to have talent at the skill positions. But this comes down to your offensive and defensive line versus Michigan. But growing up in that environment, it was the most important game, certainly for those coaches. Yeah, Paulie?
Jim Harbaugh started at Michigan in 2015. He won 10 games, 10 games, 9 games, 10 games. And people were looking like, nice. And because those games against Ohio State, you know, they were close, but they weren't that good. They were really, you know, they were poor efforts. And then 2 years ago, 42-27 in the snow.
Yeah.
It's like cleanup on aisle five. We talk about that. It wipes away everything.
Yeah, it does. Now all of a sudden he's a great coach. He had to take a pay cut a couple of years ago. Like we were thinking he might be jumping to the NFL before they fire him. Now all of a sudden he's a great coach again because he beat Ohio State. Yes, Marv.
He's Eli Manning, basically.
What?
Like, hey, you got two Super Bowl rings. You're a Hall of Famer now.
Well, okay, hold on. Harbaugh has been a great coach wherever he's gone.
But you're measured by whether you beat Ohio State or not.
He took a team to the Super Bowl. Like, he's look at what he did at Stanford. Even before that, he was at, what, San Diego State. He's a great coach.
No, I'm saying the consensus now is he's a great coach because he did this. Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer because he had 2 4-game winning streaks.
I know.
So now it's like, oh, he's a Hall of Famer now.
I had somebody who's friends with the Manning family, and they said, hey, heard where you said Eli wasn't a Hall of Famer. And I was like, I said he's not, I wouldn't vote for him for the Hall of Fame. He's going to get in. And he goes, would you say that to Eli if he came on the show? I said, if he brought it up and said, you don't like it. You don't think I'm a Hall of Famer? And then I would say no. It goes back to when I sat down at dinner with Patrick Ewing, and I was with Mark Jackson, and Mark Jackson said, hey, why don't you tell Patrick, you know, who you would take, Patrick or Akeem Olajuwon? And I go, I would take Akeem. And Patrick started laughing. He goes, I would too. I mean, it's just my opinion. It doesn't mean I love Patrick Ewing. Yeah, Paulie.
Eli Manning had 2 playoff runs where they won a Super Bowl. He never won another playoff game in any other season. Here's a quote. Finish the sentence, Dan.
All right.
If Rodney Harrison pulls the ball away from David Tyree's head and they don't win that game, Eli Manning is?
Just Eli Manning, not a Hall of Famer.
It's that tenuous.
Yes. Yes.
The most freakish play maybe in Super Bowl history, if it goes the other way, he's 1-1 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I agree.
It's very possible.
It is weird, though, that it comes down to that, where you say he didn't win another playoff game in any other year. He won the playoff games, and then he won the Super Bowl, and they were wild card teams, I think. And look, he put up great numbers. He played for a long time. He has the Manning name. I just don't think he's a Hall of Famer. He's a, you know, really good regular season quarterback. Yes, Marv?
I'd have no issue if he had a Matt Ryan-type season where he was an MVP.
Yeah.
But he really didn't have any of those type of seasons.
But he had an average record. He threw a lot of interceptions. That I think that was the only category he ever led the NFL in.
Correct.
Interceptions. What else, Paulie?
I will say this. Those two playoff runs Eli Manning had in the 2007 playoffs, he had 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. In the 2011 playoffs, he had 9 touchdowns and 1 pick. So he was, you know, he wasn't being brought along.
Yeah, but Joe Flacco did that.
Sure, he did.
Joe Flacco was spectacular. He was Joe Montana. Yes, he.
His Super Bowl or his Hall of Fameness essentially comes down to like 2 or 3 plays.
If he was in the grasp, which they should have called,
he's not a Hall of Famer.
Then he's not a Hall of Famer.
Right, Rodney Harrison.
If he knocks the ball away from David Tyree,
not a Hall of Famer.
Not a Hall of Famer.
What?
Crazy, right? All right, let me take a break. David Pollack will join us. We'll talk some college football with him. I'll get what's wrong.
It's way too early to get into how elite was Eli Manning.
Oh,
I think it's still August, isn't it?
Well, you can't spell elite without E-L-I.
That's great.
Yeah. Ooh, nailed it.
How about we take a break? Caleb Williams of the field for the Heisman. And is this a good thing for the ACC? We're back after this. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit. It's also known as the ERC, and the ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on the payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with at least 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Innovation Refunds earn the highly coveted SOC 2. That's a certification that is a compliance standard developed by the American Institute of CPAs. So it tells you that these are trusted people processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy, and they want to help you get a refund here. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice. They work with independent tax professionals, share the information, and then process your claims. Go to InnovationRefunds.com, see if you qualify. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS or go to InnovationRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, now available in electric. It's electric. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. David Pollack is running a little bit late there. We'll get to him coming up. This is Michigan
Yes.
Okay. They play this at what part of the game do they play this? Do we know?
Checking.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't think that this would be anthemic for, you know, like a football setting that you're going to go, yeah. Like, jump around is great.
Yeah.
Like that, you're getting, like this, does this make you?
Mr. Brightside. Ah, kill him.
Killers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bloop.
Yeah, bloop. Yeah. All right, a couple of phone calls.
Do you want us to do a deep dive on how Mr. Brightside and the Killers became hooked up with Michigan?
Sure, why not?
It is a curiosity.
Yeah, I mean, that is the theme today. It's hype songs, not fight songs.
You think UNLV is like, what the heck?
The Killers, because he's from Vegas?
They're from Vegas. She'd be like, that should be our guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a little detail. It's played near the end of the third quarter. Mm. Many fans, especially those in the student section, enthusiastically sing along. The first time Mr. Brightside blared through the Big House speakers was October 1st, 2016, during a game against Wisconsin. The new director of game presentation wanted some new songs, and so that was one of them, and the fans responded.
Okay.
That's it. There was no more deep dive to it.
That's very exciting.
Okay. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Okay.
One time they played it, and people liked it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll just keep it, I guess.
Yeah, Paul.
That happened at Florida when Tom Petty passed away a few years ago. They played Don't Back Down as a tribute to him to go into the fourth quarter and the fans. It was a couple days after he passed away, and now it's become their thing.
Yeah, but Tom Petty is from Florida, and Don't Back Down is decades old.
Correct.
Did they just stumble upon Tom Petty and Don't Back Down?
No, it was when he died. It was, and the fans responded, and they kept it going.
Well, been nice if they did it while he was still alive.
I don't know if any of the Killers went to Michigan, but we're checking.
Okay. Or if Neil Diamond is a Red Sox fan.
Right.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, fair. You know what, Dan? Anthems cross over fandom. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
George in Texas. Hi, George. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Dan.
Hey, George.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
Like, off topic. When did it become normal for college football coaches to have armed security for the end-of-game handshake?
Well, I don't think it's for the handshake. It's for the crowd that sometimes runs onto the field. They want to make sure that nothing happens to these coaches. I mean, we've seen incidents. I'm surprised there aren't more incidents when it comes to coaches or players after a game. Yes, Eden.
I always got the sense, too, that it was just to get them through the field. Just to get them through the, whether it's fans, there's fans out there or not. It's just somebody to help them move through everything.
Excuse me. Please. Anthony in Atlanta. Hi, Anthony. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, I have a little opposite of you're not a fly boy. Quick story. I was at school at Fordham and looking for something to do after. My dad said, why don't we go talk to the Marines about maybe being officer candidate school? And you had to take a test. Took a test. Did great on the intelligence. Great on the physical part. Physics. The Marine recruiter said he never saw anyone score so low on one and doing so well on the other two. But he said, you know something, son? You can still come to the Marine Corps and go ground. My dad grabbed my arm and elbow said, we're out of here. That's how we went.
All right. Well, thank you, Anthony. I would love to have gone to the Air Force Academy. It was gorgeous. Beautiful.
It's Colorado, right?
Yeah. Colorado Springs.
Mm. Did you went there?
I visited.
Oh.
Beautiful. And I just remember, first thing I remember is catching my breath because of the altitude. I'm like, whew. But, you know, I didn't think of the military commitment after the fact there. And, you know, sometimes you go, oh, yeah, this will be great. And then they go, well, you got 6 years. And I go, yeah, probably not that great. Ira in Washington. Hi, Ira.
Hello?
Hey.
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 Happy Meet Friday, fellas.
Well, thank you, Ira.
Just a quick story about our fantasy football league up here in Western Washington. So I get a message from a friend, a video, and it's saying, hey, talking about fantasy football and how RVD is a great father. Professor Russell sucks because he drafts his Cincinnati Bengals all the time. And I realize it's Dan Patrick. And I text back, I go, man, AI is great these days. And because I could not believe that Dan Patrick had sent the video, I had no idea what Cameo was at the time.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say thanks, Dan, for doing that, because it was almost surreal. I was like, why is Dan Patrick talking about our fantasy football league here?
Well, everybody is, Ira, and you should know that. But you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, did a couple of cameo videos, a lot of fantasy football drafts there. Brian in Minnesota. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 6'2", 212. How you doing?
Great.
Great. Second time caller. Just wanted to let you know that today is my birthday, and I could think of nothing better to do on my birthday but have a chance to say hello to you guys and visit with, and yeah, just let you know. You know, really sad about your 4-year retirement, because I got a few more years to retire, and you are actually what gets me through my day most days. So yeah, just wanted to say hello.
All right, Brian, ready, guys? Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Four more years. Not retired yet.
Happy birthday!
Still employed.
Do you guys believe that I'm retiring in 4 years?
Hell no.
Yes, I do.
Retiring from this show.
Oh.
Day to day. Marvin?
From the show, yes. Yes. From doing, you know, little special 60-minute real sports pieces.
Huh?
No.
No, I'm not doing that. Yes, Eden.
Well, I do believe that you're retiring from this show, but you've added a phrase in whenever you talk about this to the dialogue that wasn't there originally.
I only said this one time.
Well, you've said it two times now. Do you know what the phrase is?
That maybe I would do a hour-long podcast?
No, you didn't tell. You never mentioned that to me.
Oh, okay.
That's new.
Yeah, that is new. Okay, so now there's two new things.
Two new jobs.
What you keep mentioning is day-to-day. You keep saying, I will be retiring from doing this show day-to-day.
Okay, but how could I continue the show if I don't do it day-to-day?
Because, what you're implying is that you're not completely retiring. You're still going to do other things. You're just not going to do this show every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, if Sandler needs me to steal a movie and wants me and he writes me into a movie, I'll do that.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're still going to do a podcast, but
no,
it's just not going to be
this show. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, because you just mentioned you were going to do an hour-long podcast, though. I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, but that could be with my wife.
I'm not implying that it's with us. I'm saying you're still going to do a podcast.
I mean, you guys are still screwed in 4 years, basically, is what I'm saying. Yes, Marv.
It's a retirement more from us rather than from the business, is what I'm gathering. The more you talk about this, the more it's starting to make
sense.
Yes,
Marv.
Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble only once a week.
Oh, by the way, we recorded another episode. Here is Dylan. So Dylan, Bad Larry, and Shay and Irving, and we do the gambling podcast. And here is Dylan, our graphics guy, talking about betting on Iowa sports.
Utah State, Iowa under 43. Iowa unders are back. 43 would have been like 80 for any team.
Okay,
last year.
Okay. Here we go. Death, taxes, and Iowa under.
Especially when half the team is betting on the under.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh, okay, allegedly.
Allegedly. You can go to danpatrick.com. It's a great podcast.
I'm proud of those guys.
It is. Marvin is there to record it, and Picture Day Ray's the producer. Shay and Irving and Dylan and Bad Larry come in, and we chop it up. All right, we'll take a break. David Pollack is set to join us next here, Dan Patrick Show. I haven't seen it yet, but I know it's happening. Seton says that he's going to maybe make an attempt to dress up a little bit nicer. Wait, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You said you were going to
start dressing nicer.
Okay.
But I said it wasn't going to start this week.
Okay, so next Tuesday is a big day.
Maybe.
But it starts from the floor up, the bottom up.
I learned that from Marvin.
Yes, Marvin is big on the kicks, man.
Always.
Got to have nice shoes. Wolf and Shepherd, they are made and worn by athletes and us. Steve Nash, Rob Gronkowski, Maria Sharapova, Aaron Andrews, myself. And it all started with the crossover, taking the classic dress shoe, the style, and placing it on an agile foam footbed, so you do have comfort, but you also have design. And it didn't stop there. They have the cruise line as well, which I love. Designed in Los Angeles, crafted from premium Italian leather, made in Portugal. They're great shoes. The future of footwear. Go to wolfandshepherd.com. Wolfandshepherd.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dynasty the King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Hype songs, not fight songs. I'm assuming this is for the Crimson Tide, Marvin.
Look at you.
Okay.
Bloop.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama.
This was Fritzy's pick, by the way.
Oh, what?
He actually picked this one.
Well, we go from Alabama to a Georgia guy, David Pollack, the former Georgia All-American NFL player, and of course worked with the mothership with College Game Day for such a long period of time. Let me start with the headlines here. What's your reaction to the ACC? They're bringing in Stanford, Cal, and SMU.
Well, you better keep up with the Joneses. I mean, it's got to happen, right? Like, you see the Big Ten making moves. You've seen the SEC, obviously, next year bringing in Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, the ACC has to do something. And when you look at their contract, they signed a long-term contract with TV, and it was a bad one. Like, we can go to any business deal you want to go to, Dan. Like, we know it was a bad deal, and they're not making near the money. There's a lot of people in that league that have been wanting out for a while and trying to find a way out. So the league isn't set up in a great spot. If they could bring in some more juice, obviously – it might help. Maybe you can do something with your TV deal, but the deal that the ACC has with television is one of the worst in sports.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. You can add, but that doesn't mean, you know, sometimes less is more as opposed to this time is more seems less.
Well, and just like with the SEC and the Big Ten, like if you're going to bring in brands, like you're already a big organization, you're already making a big chunk of money. So like SEC, like, who are the teams that would make sense for them to bring in the future? I think there's a couple teams you're going to see. Like, Virginia, to me, doesn't make sense. That market makes sense, but Virginia Tech fits in the SEC. Like, that makes a lot of sense. Their fans, the way they are, that area would be perfect. NC State versus North Carolina. Like, that makes a lot of sense. Again, are we gaining a market? And I think that's what you got to gain a market so you can gain money and make the television go up. Well, that's where – I don't know if they're going to be doing that. But I do know that right now everybody's going, how the heck do I survive? Because the Big Ten and the SEC, they're the power brokers. They're controlling this whole thing. They're going to be okay. How do I make sure I'm okay?
More likely to leave the ACC, Florida State or Clemson?
I would say Florida State. I think Florida State would be – if I'm the Big Ten, like, that's a market I would want to go down into and get, man. I got to get Florida. Like, I think that would be a huge coup for the Big Ten. I think that would make a lot of sense. I think that's something that we might see in the future.
This is the last year with the current playoff system. How is that going to change philosophies when it comes to scheduling, that you can have a couple of losses and probably still squeak into a 12-team playoff? Or does it change anything?
Well, I think everybody who wants more parity, Dan, I don't know that this changes that, because we're all going to be looking at the same teams in the end anyways. Like, last year we could have written it up any way you wanted to. You probably were going to get to a similar outcome regardless. You're still going to see the power teams in there. But I think the home field thing is going to be dope. Like, I think it's going to be cool to see home field advantage for a college football game. That will be really, really cool. What it will do, which will be cool, Dan, is late in the season, more teams are in the mix. Less predictability. Like, a lot at the end of the year, you're going to watch these championship games. You're like, oh man, like, they could sneak in and be the 12 seed. Like, teams that get hot at the end of the season, you know, they could be a viable threat maybe now to the college football playoff, as opposed to what we've seen in the past. So I think, listen, we did it because of money. We know that. Like, more money, more viewers, you know, by expanding it. But I think more teams being in the mix, more teams getting in the playoffs, playoff home games, I think all of that will be good for college football.
But we sort of know what college football is every year. It's the most predictable sport we have of all the major sports. It's always going to be, you know, two SEC schools are going to be in there. You may have Ohio State or Michigan. Throw in maybe Notre Dame or Clemson. Nobody has a problem with the predictability of college football, do they?
No. I mean, I don't. You don't. Some people think that – here's the thing, though. I think a lot of fan bases, Dan, would be like, heck yeah, we're in this thing at least. At least we have a chance. Like, a lot of people aren't given a seat at the table year after year. Cincinnati's the only team from a non-power, you know, five that got in the thing. Like, how many teams are going, like, I'd love to just see my team get a chance. Is it going to disprove any miss? Probably not. But at least you'll have a seat at the table for some of these teams that in a Final Four scenario would never had a seat at the table.
We're talking to David Pollack. He was a three-time All-American at Georgia, former ESPN college football analyst. Has that sunk in yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. football season being here, Dan. You know, I'm coaching high school football, which is so cool, man. And the football's in the air, and it's just fun to have football back. But no, it's definitely a change of pace for me, a change of lifestyle. I'm sure you can relate, like, just going from being so busy and traveling, you know, so much to now, like last night, I'm watching the Florida Utah game. I'm like, I ain't got nowhere to be. I wish I could turn off the lens of how to watch a game. And I would love to be a fan and just like watch, but I'm like, no. Like, golly. Like, what does this mean for Billy Napier's reign? Like, what does this mean for Florida? Like, if you switch coaching staffs, this game would be totally different. Like, that, you know, Utah's maybe not as talented as Florida, but look how well coached Utah is, and how, I mean, they know exactly who they are, what they are. So my brain still works that way, but football season is definitely going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, College Game Day lost a big member there with you, because you brought energy there, and you know, this is going to be tough. You know, every fall you get that feeling of, and you did this as a player, where your body tells you it's time to play football. Your body's going to tell you, you know, it's time to do College Game Day. It's time to get on the road. It's time to do what you would do for, you know, 5 or 6 months out of the year.
Well, and that's why I started coaching high school football last year. And because I got to get in kids' lives. Like, I got to really make a difference. I loved what I did on camera, but that was, I'm just talking, you know, I don't have a lot of interaction. And so getting in these kids' lives and now coaching them and coaching the defensive line, and like I'll ride the bus tonight, Dan, to South Forsyth from North Oconee. Like, it's not going to be a glamorous like chauffeur ride, but it's going to be awesome. Like, they gave me a headset, which was so cool. I was on the, like, we had our first game 2 weeks ago against a rival. There was a seventh team in the state, and North Oconee, that power T, took care of business. But they gave me a headset, and it was just so cool now to get in the world of, oh, this is what you're thinking. This is how you're thinking ahead. This is how you're doing this. And so when I broke my neck, football got taken away, but it came back in a different form. Football will never leave my life. Like, it has been one of the biggest blessings and best things that ever came into my life, and it will stay in my life.
How did Georgia, your alma mater, pass Alabama?
I think Kirby learned a couple things a few years ago. Kirby's always been disciplined. He's always been tough. He's always been able to recruit. Like, that dude, you listen to Kirby, I think he would blow people's minds if you listen to Kirby in a room of recruits and how that dude can work a room and get the pulse and knows how to relate to mamas and daddies and little girls, everything. But the biggest thing Kirby learned was he had all that stuff already. He learned how to get players to now love each other. He learned 1 + 1 = 3. Like, he learned that taking them away from football and building this and building, you know, camaraderie and love of teammate. Like, he really learned that. I think that was the biggest differentiator between him being a really, really good coach and now being a great coach on his way to being an all-time great coach, was that it's more than just discipline, hard work, toughness. We've got to be together in a team, and we've got to love each other and fight for one another.
If I gave you Caleb Williams or the field for the Heisman?
The field, easily. Like, that's not even a debate for me. Here's the thing. Dan, you know how this goes with voters and all these different people that vote. There's a lot of votes out there. They don't want to do a two-time winner again. Like, that's a part of the formula. That's going to be into it. You got to be in the national championship landscape again. USC's defense, are they going to keep him in it? They haven't in the past. I think it's going to be more of the same this year. He'll be exciting. He'll be dynamic. He'll be at the top of the draft board, but I'll take the field. And I'll tell you what, one guy off the radar, I think Carson Beck from Georgia, his odds are through. Like I think it's like plus 1300. Like, go put some scratch down on that. Like, because they're going to be in the national championship picture. He's going to play at a high level. He's got Brock Bowers and a bunch of skilled players around him. He's going to win a ton of football games. He looks like he could be a superstar, and he's a guy that I think might be in New York.
Great to talk to you again. If you need an outlet any Friday, let us know. You got things on your mind. You want to talk college football. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Appreciate that, Dan.
Thank you, buddy.
See you.
David Pollack. I got some college football odds coming up this weekend. Colorado. I think you go back at least 6 weeks ago, Colorado was around a 21-point underdog. It's 20.5. It hasn't changed much. That's against TCU. Boise State getting 14 against Washington. Seton's alma mater, West Virginia, getting 20.5 against Penn State. South Carolina getting 2.5 against North Carolina. And LSU, that'll be a Sunday night game. LSU is giving 2.5 to Florida State. So, some spicy games coming up this weekend. Yes, Marv?
If Colorado loses by, say, 10, are you all in on the Deion Sanders thing right now?
I'm not all in on it this year, but I do think he'll get players there. They'll be good. His ego will not allow them to not be good or just average.
His uniforms are perfect, too. Yeah. The black and gold.
Yeah. Well, they've been around for a while.
Me and Paulie are kind of, well, it's different because now Deion Sanders is there.
Oh, okay. So Deion's wearing the colors, therefore they look a little different. Yeah, I don't know how good this team is. I know his son's a good quarterback, but I don't know. They're like top heavy. They have some players who will play in the NFL, but he got rid of all of his players. I don't know how many players he has on the roster right now, because that's also, you know, as you go through your conference schedule and making sure you have enough players, it's not like you can have a transfer portal during the season and bring some players in. But he ran them all off. Yes, Paulie?
I'm worried this is too big of a stage for Colorado. Noon game, Fox, national TV kickoff against a very deep, experienced TCU team against the opposite with Colorado. This could be one of those games where they lose by 27 and people are like, oh, I thought Deion Sanders would have changed things. When clearly it's September 2nd. It's almost like an unfair stage or too early of a stage for that.
I completely agree with that take.
They scheduled TCU years ago. That game's been scheduled.
Do you think that this is going to be that instant, you know, referendum on a school or a team like we always do every game, every Monday? We're like, oh, okay, they're good. Oh, I told you they're not any good. Yeah, see.
Not a referendum on a team or a school, but on a coach.
Okay.
And really, because of the way he handled this opening couple of months.
That I had a problem with. Ran him off, and you had it on video that you ran him all off.
Right.
But I would say, give me Deion after 2 years, get a sense of just how good they're going to be, but I do think they will be a formidable football program. Final hour on the way. Any new rule changes in the NFL? We'll talk to the NFL rules analyst from Fox, Dean Blandino. More of your phone calls as well. One more item. We close out hour two. The NFL season right around the corner. Nonstop football action. And this is what you need to do. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Don't miss out on any of the action. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Life's more fun when you're in on all the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app before kickoff. Use the code Patrick, and that will get you $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL bet. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick. The crown is yours. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.